And I'm wondering whether you have met the deadline to have your say on the proposed national health insurance bill. I don't think many people have, or with not as many people maybe as would have hoped to make submissions. But independent newspapers tells us there have already been 100,000 submissions on the bill, and that public hearings were held in several locations, including Kimberley and Daar. Now, Chair of the Portfolio Committee on Health, Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo, is with us to just expand on this a bit. Chair, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time on Afternoon Drive. How useful have these public hearings been from an information gathering point of view?
Good afternoon, and thanks to our listeners. For just to give you information, I've respectfully got out of the meeting that I'm chairing, but I've been waiting on your line for the past 5 minutes. But nevertheless, I must continue to work with the meeting I'm chairing. We're doing public hearings in Port Elizabeth now, today, and we'll only be finished around next 5:30. We would want to announce to our people that this is the last day where they can make their written submissions to reach us before midnight today by email, and if they are bringing it personally by before 4 o'clock in Cape Town offices on the written submissions, but we are still going countrywide on the oral submissions as we are here now here on Port Elizabeth listening to the submissions of our people.
All right. Well, thanks for your patience with us, Dr. Dhlomo. We know you're a very important man indeed. So let's just move on with what has come out of these public hearings. What are you hearing from the people? What are they telling you in terms of what they want to see become a reality as part of the national health insurance, if indeed that's what they want?
There's a big number of people across the provinces that we have visited so far, which was Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, Limpopo and KwaZulu-Natal, are in support of NHI. They also continue to say but, and therefore we need to listen to the but, and therefore we are very happy that the Department of Health is there with them, with us, to listen to people saying, but our clinic is overflowing, long queues, shortage of staff, shortage of medicine, attitude of staff, clinic does not look good. Those are things that we would be happy the government attends to, because those things are the enablers for the NHI to be able to proceed. People are concerned about those issues, so they are raising some of those. Yes, there are other people who are raising the support for the NHI and said that we would have wanted this NHI to have started last week, last year. We have been hearing about it coming in, but what has been the delays? And then, of course, you do get here and there people not support the bill and saying, where would the money come from? Number two, how sure are we that the governance of this fund is going to be corrupt-free? So we are listening, continuously listening to them, as we are doing here in Port Elizabeth today. But on majority of people are in reporting daily are in support of the bill, because they see it as a sort of an equalizer. They see it as a taking care of those who are most disadvantaged and poor. Because this bill talks to social solidarity. That those who have the resources that you have, use them, but share them with other people who are less fortunate than yourself. It can't be that health is a public good. It can't be that health is a good, is a commodity that should be available to me and you only because we have money, and those who don't have money then perish.
Absolutely, and the idea around that is really, I mean, it's fundamentally a really wonderful idea, particularly from an ethical point of view. But this issue of the pricing keeps coming back, Dr. Dhlomo. So we're being told at this point by National Treasury that the figures could actually be a lot higher in terms of the cost of implementing NHI than initially thought. When are we going to have some real hard and fast and accurate information on exactly what the NHI will cost if it's implemented?
That debate is beyond me, because I'm one of those health activists, those who have been tasked to drive this program on the bill. The issues of the money bill and where the money is going to come from. The starting point, the money is going to come from me. I get heavily subsidized by the government, because I got a medical aid, just like any other person who subsidized. That money is available to me and my family. It doesn't even accommodate my grandmother, my neighbor. So the starting point is to rearrange the GDP. Because 4.4% of the GDP is spent on 15% of the population, which is myself and many other rich people. And the other 84% of the population must really get the 4.4 balance. And that is really not a good, it's an anomaly in the country where the majority of the people are left to die. If I were to be in a car accident today, I would go to the best of the best hospitals with my medical aid. But then if there's a need for my mother, for my grandmother, for my neighbor who is not on medical aid, we'll then have to be found wanting. That is why we are actually going to be saying both public and private. The public must do what it can, improve what is there.
Right.
The private must open up space for other people at an acceptable price that could be paid in from this pool of funds.
Dr. Tlomo, one of the issues that has come up is that because this is such a complex issue, you've got opposition parties like the Democratic Alliance calling for more public hearings. Is that something that government would consider, given the importance of this bill?
I don't know what more, because we are still in the province number 5. We have 4 more provinces to do. And there's a criticism from the amount of the DA says these are political rallies. And I said as a chairperson, that's very disingenuous, because as a chairperson of the portfolio committee, before we started with these public hearings, I wrote to all political parties indicating to them that we are starting public hearings on the 30th. We'll be in on this day, we'll be in PE. So go and inform your voters, your supporters, that come and make submissions. So if one political party brings as many of its supporters to this hearing, it can't be blamed on us and then called the meetings a political rally. We would be happy to have seen these meetings being DA rallies. They come in young numbers and make their submissions. Right now, in process of it, I've heard about 3 members of the DA on the floor speaking on the bill. So everybody's free. I don't know what they say more. We are balancing up. We can't be everywhere, every ward, every district in the country, because we have to request and make a balance of the resources also from the parliament. It's not me determining where we can go, how much we can spend. So it is also balanced up by the resources in parliament that would allow us to travel the country in this way.
All right. Thank you for speaking to us, Dr. Sibongiseni Dlomo. He's chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health.